Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I am in drag.
I was just going to say, let's address the teeny tiny little baby elephant in the room.
The drag is on. Well, you know, with you taking,
are you transitioning?
You call it, a gratuitous leave of absence for no reason?
Flagrant disregard for work is what
exactly.
I like to.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought I would take this opportunity to, you know, just
let the people know that you
everyone
work and-
that I'm fucking gorgeous. You like teal eyeshadow? I do.
I love it.
Love it.
I particularly love the way you applied it to your eyes, Miss Mattel.
Oh, God. Thank you. You know what, though? I used a highlighter, a pink highlighter as a blush. I was like, I'm going to switch it up.
What do you mean a highlighter?
No pigment, all texture.
Like
instantly.
A pen?
No, like a powder shimmery highlighter.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I'm going to use it as blush. Instant texture. I was just like, okay, let's powder over that. I had to fix it all.
Let me see what's going on texture-wise in your face. You're looking very smooth and lovely.
Am I really?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, wow.
You don't look like Sandpaper City.
No, the foundation looks good, right?
Yeah, so
this is Urban Decay, the Quickie. It's a concealer used as foundation.
And I can tell you have not sweated a drop.
I have not.
Yes.
Unlike
dry matte t-shirt.
We actually, for once, have a lot to talk about. And I'm thrilled because I'm so sick of talking about the weather, bitch. Last podcast, we went through a list of Drag Race outfits and said what we liked.
Yeah, we oh my God. Talk about low-hanging fruit.
Low-hanging fruit.
Fruit that's been ripened and rotted on the ground. Will you please put my sock on, speaking of which?
Oh,
low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, what's going on there?
So I don't have like great flexion in my, I just can't put on my right foot. And I have to hold it up a little bit. Oh, yeah.
This is the leg.
I saw you six days ago.
Yeah.
And you could barely stand.
You did?
Remember I came to your house?
Oh yeah, you did. I was.
But you were like,
no, that waddling.
That was like
4 days out. Oh yeah, maybe it has been that long.
It's gonna hurt your foot.
Okay, can I just?
Oh no. Yeah, if you get the okay. Oh my God, you see how gray my ankle is? You love that? Love it. Thank you very much. I think I can get it from there. Yeah. Dry fit, baby.
I like this.
I love it. Luck of the Irish. Oh, thank you so much. Now, would you have digitally extracted my feces? Because this part I can do.
Oh, thank you. Can I have that? Isn't that great? I just want... I just want to shout out, this is Wacky Wacko.
I have several.
I love this towel.
I got the beach towel too.
It's amazing.
Yep.
Seth Bogart, incredible artist. Love him.
Mm-hmm.
Friend of the show.
Boobs.
Friend of the
Boobs.
Pod. So, I see you maybe 2 days after the surge.
Yes.
Now, we are affectionately calling your surgery your bottom surgery.
Yeah, because it happened below the waist.
Yes.
Yeah. Anterior total arthroplasty on the right side.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, so I see you 2 days after, and you're...
A bitch?
I kind of thought you would be on pain pills, like Xanadine.
Yeah. No, they gave me fucking bullshit Tramadol.
Now, what... Tramadol. For the doll?
It's not for the doll.
It's trauma for the doll.
It's trauma for the doll.
Right.
Because there's no pain relief whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I'm on a whole cocktail of... It's like they took a big trail mix and said, here.
Yeah.
Wash this down with some ginger ale, you'll be fine.
Right.
It's not great. But the procedure these days is so lovely, so streamlined. And never mind the fact that my surgeon continues to be the most sexually attractive man in my...
Why would that have changed? Do you think you would wake up from anesthesia and he would be like...
You never know. He could be Old Man Winter. Anything could happen. You're not alive.
Right.
Well, it happens.
You're alive.
You're not conscious.
Yes.
You're not conscious.
I don't want you to get naked, but I saw the legs. They do the sutures under the skin. It literally looks like...
How do you
like
know that?
You showed it to me.
Oh, that's right. I got to show you again.
You must have been on pain meds when I was at your house.
No, I got to show you.
Yeah, this is fierce. It really looks like nothing happened.
What would you do if I pulled my pants down and I had no genitals whatsoever?
No. What if you... this is what I want. What if you're like, let me show you my scar, and you pull on your pants and you are purple dick rock hard and you just don't mention it.
Throbbing. Visibly like
aching,
throbbing.
Ooh, heartbeat in the dick.
Don't worry about that. I went to my family reunion.
Yeah. Whoa. It really looks like nothing.
Can you see that in camera too?
How do they do... I mean, I guess modern medicine.
Look
at that.
It's just a little dirt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty good. How much was it, can I ask?
It was with my wonderful Blue Cross health insurance, all things be with my cane, $4, $4.50.
That's a good deal.
It's a great deal. It's a must. $5,000 still. It was still $5,000 with deductible and all that stuff.
I know.
The anesthesiologist had his own little racket going on.
Mama, the anesthesia is more expensive than the... Anesthesia Bieberhausen.
Yeah. I was like, while I'm in the hospital, I should make the most of it. Shit myself, piss myself, start screaming, give them the whole full English.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
But how was the food at the hospital?
I liked it.
Yeah, honestly.
I liked it.
These people griping about like bad hospital food must have, I don't know, they must live with Gordon Ramsay.
And also,
the food I get at the hospital is better than the food I get at home.
Also, Mary, the hospital is not a place to really exercise your gourmand side.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's not the Bacchanal in Vegas.
Well, I had my spleen removed, but that pate was rotten. Come on.
Right.
Yeah. So what have you got to tell me about? Oh.
Okay. So, I'm really happy you're healing so well. Yeah. Put that away. It's not that type of pod.
Sometimes dead is better.
Yeah. Since I saw you, in no shock, was in drag almost every day. I had Stagecoach Festival a Friday and a half ago.
Now, I cannot get out of my mind the fact that you're not performing in the back of a covered wagon.
Well, almost Dr. Quinn. Medicine woman. Medicine woman. So it's hot. I'm there all day. I get to meet Melissa Etheridge. I'm thrilled.
I saw the photo. She looks great, by the way.
Yeah, I go, oh my God, she's on the same stage as me, but she's way later in the day. I just have to, if I get a chance... I'm driving by in a golf cart and I see her and I yell, stop. And I knew she only had a second. She was obviously going somewhere, but I thought, if not now, when?
When is she gonna finger bang you?
Right.
Did she say hi?
Yes. And I said, hi, I don't know if you know me. I said, I'm playing the same stage as you. My name is Trixie Mattel and I love you so much. And she was like, oh yeah, you always talk about me in interviews. And she gave me a big hug. And I just was like, I don't want to embarrass you, but your album, Yes I Am, when I was 13, I literally started playing guitar, listening to your albums, copying you.
Like, that is so sweet. You're like, I don't know if this is untoward or inappropriate, but could you please put three fingers in my hole right now?
I don't want to ask for a lot, but like, could you just sing Come to My Window really quick?
Could you come in my window?
Would you
my
come
window being my
in my
anus?
Window? Meaning, most gay guys call their asshole their window, right?
The French doors
my
for me.
Window of opportunity. French doors?
For some of my
panic room.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Panic Room?
Forrest
Whitaker, Jodie Foster, Kristen Stewart.
Guess who was supposed to be Jodie Foster?
Nikki Kidman.
Yes.
I knew that.
You knew that story, that riveting story, that stars, Kristen Stewart stuff.
Which makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense because Jodie Foster seemed really unprepared in that movie. I'm just kidding. She was great, of course.
I think Nicole Kidman and Jodie Foster, they really got some star power.
Yeah, I think things are going to happen for those kids. So I got to tell you what else. There's the festival.
How was it?
Well, you know, the show starts with 5 costumes. We got the look.
Oh, you did
costumes.
That one. Oh yes. My God. What is wrong with you? Why do you work so hard?
It's 11 o'clock at night, 11:20 at night, and it's still 87 degrees.
It's the desert, Mary.
It's still 87 degrees. I'm in there and I'm like, fuck. The music starts. My left ear goes out. First thing. Deaf.
This one,
no sound. Left ear out. Because, you know, I wear those in-ears that block your ears entirely. So all I can hear is this ear.
Oh my God. So it completely renders you deaf.
And I go, we have to stop. But the show has to be done in 40 minutes or they pull the power. They warned me. They said, we will literally pull the music if you're going over.
Yank it right out of the wall.
Yes. So I go, I guess I'll just go on. So for the whole show, I only had one ear, which was...
Mama, come on. You have to... You summon the power of love. You summon the power of forgiveness.
You think about the struggle in your life.
Yeah,
picture like that moment.
You just got to let go.
Yeah. So I just did what I could. I mean, I heard 50% of the music and I just hoped for the best. And there you go. And then the next day I had to get up and drag and do some stuff. 102 degrees that day in Indio. I was in drag in the daytime working.
Why were you in drag in the daytime?
It was for a brand activation, which I can't say, but I was like, I love you guys. I love this brand. I love this product. I'm a team player. And I was like, I love you guys. It's not that I don't want to do a good job, but in 20 minutes,
it's just that I can't.
It's over.
Yeah.
I said, so I'm going to be as like focused as I can because once I start sweating, it's ruined. We can't go anymore.
I love that.
But I had the whole thing under 30 minutes and I was like, thank God.
Damn.
Then I went over to the Trixie Motel and everybody who worked on the show at the festival, we all had like a little kiki.
Mm.
And then I, for 2 days at the motel, we had 2 pool parties. I waited, cocktail serving for both, tray, little computer. Now, last time I served tables, we had a pad of paper and a pencil.
You graduated onto an iPad?
They had little devices where you key in and you can
Order yourself.
You can order the drinks. And then by the time you go get them, they're already made because you don't have to run a piece of paper to them.
What will they think of next?
It was so crazy. We had this drag queen called Paige Matthews, which is the name of Rose McGowan's character in Charmed.
Okay, I was going to say, is it a pun? Because I don't get it. Okay.
And she, at the end of her last number, it's, mind you, it's 102 degrees in Palm Springs.
People are doing numbers.
She did 4. At the end of the last number, she jumps in the pool.
Oh,
and the audience is in the pool. Everyone's in the pool screaming. She's lip syncing in the pool. It was so magical.
Makeup.
She's a little great. She's young.
You give her a little cleaning fee, I'm sure.
We hosed her off. You know, but she looked so good wet, which not all of us can boast that.
I don't know. I think I look pretty ravishing with a wet, straight, flat wig over my 45-year-old face.
All these baby queens are in human units. So they're like, oh my God, my hair's wet. You know what I mean?
It's crazy.
If I get wet. I've been in that pool before.
Yeah.
There's deleted footage from Trixie Motel.
You look like an embryo out of a dinosaur woman or something.
Someone left the cake out in the rain.
It's my cake. Yeah. It's a fetus.
Yeah, it's bad. It's a honey bun from prison.
Ooh.
But I got in that pool once and...
In drag?
Yes. And I was wearing a gown and you can't kick your legs and we have a deep end...
Love it.
And I almost drowned. There's footage from filming Trixie Motel of me submerged, just up to poking out of the water, waving help.
Nobody helping you.
No one, people laughing. I hear through the ocean, not the ocean, the pool. I hear through the water on the outside of the water, people laughing like, oh, you're doing a bit. And I remember thinking, I'm going to drown on this show.
You should have drowned out of spite because that would have really learned.
Like y'all will really fucking appreciate what's going to happen when I'm gone. Yeah.
Well, I told you that stupid thing about the strawberry patch underneath the deep end of the pool.
What is the strawberry patch?
Well, I went to my friend's, my brother's friend's pool when we were young and they said, hey, you know, this pool was built over a strawberry patch. If you go down the deep end, you can smell it.
Tried to kill you.
Tried to kill me. And I did go down there and smell it.
No, you didn't.
I absolutely 100% did. And then they pulled my pants down and did point their fingers at my weenie and butt.
Oh my God. Let's take a break. Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And we're back.
Okay.
So what's going to happen now? Like, are you going to have like a brand new hip? Is it going to be like...
No, I'm going to run this one into the ground ASAP. I'm addicted to the procedure. It's all about the procedure.
Well, they say that about plastic surgery. Now you're going to want the other one.
Oh, Barry, let me tell you something. This horrible. Uh-huh. Even when you have all the money in the world, which I don't, but I have some. I don't have to worry about medical debt. Let's say that.
Right.
Okay. That's a big thing.
Which in America means filthy rich.
Honey, sweetie, yeah. Darling. Yes. I talked to this woman at the yard sale the other day who's like solidly middle class. She's like, I can't afford it right now. Can't afford it right now. Anyway, so it was just like, I think the most troubling thing was quitting smoking. That was the most troubling
thing. Worse than the surgery?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not doing the surgery. I just lay down and, you know, go.
Yeah.
But then
just a freeloader.
I listen.
Get involved.
Well, I had written a note to the anesthesiologist. Please fuck me while I'm down.
You wrote it on your body.
I wrote it on the inside.
Love that. Wait, did they do the thing while you're awake that they're like, this leg, right? And they mark it?
Yeah. Mark
it all
up.
That's so crazy. All that standing between them opening up the wrong leg is a little magic marker.
And also like, it was like, ooh. I was like, are we making precise markings? No, it's all done on computers, bitch. Computers. He's looking at the computer screen like you doing Twitch.
Wait a minute, so he's not like touching you?
No, he's like you on Twitch. He's got a
video
whole
gaming.
Yeah, he's got a whole like crowd of people raising money. It's like crazy.
He's like, hey guys, it's me. Welcome back to my channel.
Yeah,
today,
into this bag.
We're gonna do something a little different.
We're gonna replace this fucking faggot's hip, so that's why.
Everybody I've told about it is like, why is she getting a hip replacement? She's so young. So it's kind of interesting because I've never thought of you as young. Mostly because you're old.
I know.
But now that you got a hip replacement, everyone's like, but she's so young.
I had to shop around.
That is very true.
This last doctor, who I will not mention the name, he wouldn't give it to me because I was too young. And he said, you're in the waiting room. And I was like, what is this waiting room? He's like, where you're not feeling enough pain yet. I was like, okay, do you want to stab me? I'll stab myself. Look.
Bone on bone.
It's like, Mary, just operate. What's the difference?
Bones and all.
So anyways, but that's all set. And the bummer is I got to use this cane for just a little bit. And then I have the walker. Mommy, you should have seen me in the walker.
No, I saw. Where'd you get the tennis balls?
From the tennis factory.
I think it's funny that with how many people use walkers, people are living longer than ever. We haven't figured out technology beyond a yellow tennis ball.
No, and they don't even provide them. They give you this walker. You have to assemble it or whatever. And I'm like, oh, something's missing here. I was like, oh yeah, go grab some tennis balls. I was like, go grab some tennis balls. What, a CVS? You think I live
you
in
want to go down to Dick's Sporting Goods?
Hello, thank you. It was like, it's so bizarre. That is, yeah, why? rain jackets, umbrellas. These technologies need to be streamlined. Tennis balls on walkers, mobility.
Yeah, why are we still doing tennis balls? That seems like, well, this is a new thing, so we'll just use tennis balls for now. Decades later, got Martina Navratilova. She's about to use tennis balls on her walker.
Yeah. Well, why are we still using tampons? Well, I'm using tampons.
Oh.
That's for a different reason.
That's the question. Why are you still using tampons?
Oh, I can't cross my legs.
Thank God. I'm sick of seeing. It looks like two 7-Eleven chicken wings crossed over each other. The last two under the glass. Oh, sweating.
There's pain, Mary. I watched Eat, Pray, Love this morning and I cried.
Ooh, fuck.
I just, oh yeah, baby.
I have more exciting news.
Okay, tell me.
I went to Mexico for the first time.
Arrivederci. That's Italian.
I've never been.
Did you love it? Mexico City?
No. I went to Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, for the wedding. With the wedding.
Yeah.
And I received a call from you and I won't repeat what you said, but it was very funny.
Yeah, Well, the thing is, I've been to one Mexican city for 3 days.
Uh-huh.
So I'm only an expert at 3 days in one city, staying at one
resort.
The
whole country.
But I felt shocked by many things. The number of times I was propositioned for the receiving end of sex work.
You're a PV though, right?
The number of times I was Molly, ecstasy.
PV.
Somebody said wild weed. I said, I don't even know what that is.
Spice, probably. Do you know what spice?
Synthetic weed. Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, spice zombies.
Spice girls. They thought I was a spice girl. They wanted to sell me scary spice.
That is scary spice. Why doesn't the media caught on to this kind of pun stuff to generate the hysteria? Anyways, go ahead.
They could use a picture of Mel B next to some like cartoon like clip art of weed.
Yeah, or like that Dave Chappelle from that crack character he has.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
So I just was shocked and also I don't know, don't whatever me. I feel weird going on vacation and
you don't have to like it.
No, I feel weird going on vacation in a place where people make $7 a day.
Oh mama, that was me on the cruise.
That feels weird and
thank
wrong.
You.
It feels
thank you.
It feels
they should be making
let me
$5.
Take my Caucasian American money and flaunt it while you offer me hand jobs. Like,
yeah, it's tough.
That felt weird and wrong to me. And I mean, we live in Hollywood, which is a living, breathing human rights violation. So we see people below poverty all the time.
Yeah, but you just drive over them.
I know. I just, next time I go to Mexico, I think I need to strive for a less resorty and more actually cultural experience.
Tyra, pull a Tyra. And masquerade as a Mexican for 4 months and you really get the picture.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna call Tyra and be like, can I borrow that sombrero you undoubtedly used in some photo shoot?
And some NC for whatever, yeah.
No, but everybody was so nice.
Who was everybody?
The staff. Everyone who worked at the Elmar, the resort.
My God.
So gay, so nice. Okay. Best service ever.
Do you know how many people are filming OnlyFans in the bed you slept in? How much cum is caked into those sheets?
Girl, Mateo said to me, do you know about the Ramada Inn on Santa Monica Boulevard?
The
Ram It Inn.
Yeah.
He said, he basically alluded to it was not maybe on the same level as other Ramada Inns. I said, yeah, that's the one where tweakers get their eyeballs torn out and shit. Like,
oh yeah,
that's Texas Chainsaw for gay sex.
Oh, violent. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Ram It Inn. He said, one of the towel racks was pulled off the wall. I said, yeah, probably some twink dosed on spice. Like, I don't want to be a Turner.
I love that scary spice.
I feel empowered and rooting for sex workers in any country.
Sure. Yeah.
But I just felt like, I don't know, I felt weird being on the receiving end of being offered sex services. That really never happens to me.
You don't think you
so deserve, I don't know how to feel about it.
You think you're too attractive to need to hire hookers, saying.
I think they saw me who looks 70. And when David got up to go to the bathroom, and I was asked 4 different times if I wanted a massage, just because he left for 30 seconds.
Now is the guy attractive?
They're all gorgeous, of course.
Then why not?
Beautiful. I don't want to do that.
You could have a dinner for 4 people out in not PV but Tijuana for under $20.
I know, that's what I mean. It feels a little wrong.
No, that's an economy. It's a little bit different when you're like getting off the boat in Aruba and people are like trying to like aggressively, you know, hawk their like puka shell necklaces because if they don't, they won't eat that day.
That's a little bit. So was it incredibly beautiful? Yes. The service, the resort was, my God, so beautiful. Everybody was so nice.
Buffet in the morning?
The food was
Tarantino Aguilar
the room
to
service,
the show.
The quesadilla at room service?
The quesadilla.
Well, it's Mexico. So like the hotel quesadilla is better than any quesadilla. The street food, all of it. The food, every meal was like, this is the best food I've ever had.
Do people stay out late?
People don't eat until about 4 a.m.
They don't eat until 4 a.m.?
No, and that's the only time they eat.
Oh, gee. They're on the G diet.
Yeah, they're on the G. Yeah. And you mean you could probably get Ozempic at the pharmacy? You know what I mean?
Course. Like, you can actually.
Anabolic steroids.
You go get your T, your Ozempic, your G, your Viagra, and your Xannies.
And your Xannies.
Yeah.
It was really Mexico. Well, I was in one city for 4 days, so I can't speak to Mexico.
You're the ambassador now. Yeah.
But staying in a gay area in a resort town, I wasn't ready to be propositioned to sell drugs or, you know, I wasn't ready for that. It shocked me. People don't walk up to me and ask me if I want to buy drugs. Shocked me.
They're like, hello, ma'am. Would you like to purchase some drugs this evening? What did they say?
Molly, cocaine? No, I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Okay. Did they do the little flick?
No, they would have
the
like,
card?
Let's say basically their wares. Let's say they're selling Cabana hats. They have a bunch of hats on their head, hats all over, and they go, hey, hats, gloves, tchotchkes, weed, Molly. When they get without earshot,
I love that.
They're like,
I love that.
Molly, ecstasy, cocaine.
Gee, so strong it'll kill an elephant.
And then you go, no. And they go, okay, hats. Like they go back to pretending to sell whatever bracelets or whatever.
I love that. 4th of July sparklers, Movado watch. Yeah.
But it was Peaches Christ wedding.
It was a lovely.
Mary?
I bet it was not corny. I bet it was not corny.
The ring bearer was a child dressed as Michael Myers.
Fabulous.
And both grooms pretended to lose the ring, and then the Halloween theme started, and a Michael Myers this tall walked down the aisle.
Oh, I saw that on Instagram. So it cute. He should have stabbed her in the foot, though.
It wasn't a real knife. I was like, come on. We could probably get one of those on the beach. People are selling stuff. But then the whole ceremony, under 25 minutes.
I'm going to cover my boner up a little bit.
Yeah, under 25 minutes.
Let me just cover up my boner real quick.
It was just like a short film. I laughed. I cried. It was so good. Mink Stole officiated.
Fabulous.
She's so funny and glam.
Icon.
Then Peaches is saying, Peaches told this story about like, I was afraid, you're going to cry. She's like, I was afraid to tell this guy who was so amazing. We were dating for months and I told him I was a writer and a producer, but I never told him I had to drag. And she told the whole story of telling him he had to drag and how he didn't care at all. And I was like, my God, so many times in my life having to tell someone I do drag that I am sexually interested in. Or romantically, it's just like terrifying.
Yeah, because it's disgusting.
Yeah,
it's gross.
And
shameful.
A turnoff for many people.
Yeah.
And so, and then the food was good. And the dancing, it's all Peaches music, I'm sure. So it's like
No chicken dance.
No, it's Depeche Mode, Sade,
nice.
Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, yeah, she's around my age.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love that.
So it's all like aging floor. Goths and queer people twirling.
I love that.
It was really fun.
And how long were you there for?
3 days.
That's big for you. 3 days off of work. That was huge. Did you bring your laptop?
Yeah, but I didn't open it once. I didn't do any work. I was just in the hotel room going, so what do we do?
Yeah. And so if I don't hear like checks cashing and dollar signs clinking, what?
So I was just kind of confused, but.
You get a massage, Mary. That's what you do.
I'm scared.
About why? He's not going to. Well, I mean, he could.
Do you know
but
why I can't?
Why?
Because when someone that hot is offering me sex and there's money involved, the whole time I'm like, they're holding back puke.
Okay.
Just think about it. To them, I'm disgusting.
No. You have it completely twisted up. I'm going to say a few names. Milton Berle. The corpse of Don Rickles.
Uh-huh. Tempest du jour.
Abraham Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
A tempest du jour after a ostrich mauling.
Yeah.
The unsinkable Molly Brown.
Uh-huh.
Present day. Mm. Those are the kind of clients that they're used to.
Right.
Gray, shriveled, maybe nice, maybe not, but cheap, nasty, disgusting, dingleberries in their gray pubes.
Uh-huh.
Ladybugs.
Ladybugs.
Yeah, you are basically like, what's her name? Stormy Daniels.
Wow.
Yeah. I see a hooker on the regular, not a hooker, a massage therapist, and then we have sex.
Uh-huh.
For money. Hard as hell. He probably does a little Trimix in the kitchen when I'm not looking, but I'll take it.
He's got that shit hooked up to a compressor.
Yeah, that's why he is.
He's firing it up like a hot air balloon. No, you ever notice he's looking past you at like snuff porn of like his mom getting her head chopped off while she gets eaten out by a cricket?
Oh, Gen Z. That's what Gen Z wants.
Gen Z doesn't want sex in movies. No,
they want their Ozempic ridden mom's head ripped off by a fucking cricket. Let me show you the x-ray they gave me. I wanted, of course, the joint. But
right.
They don't let you.
Why don't they let you keep? What are they going to do with the bone?
Bones? I don't know. Probably the bone collector.
Because they
probably
chopped that femur bone. Whoa. Yeah. Looks official.
It is.
He's a celebrity guy.
So it's actually a chainsaw. They put a chainsaw in my thigh.
Now, who, that's supposed to be you?
Well, and it's an x-ray.
Oh, that's why it looks different.
It's an x-ray, yeah. That's why my nipples look kind of small, because it was really cold in there.
So you splurged on the anesthesiologist, but you kind of skimped on the x-ray technician.
And the shoes. The shoes are pretty pitiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love getting x-rays.
You do?
Yeah, I love it. I love it so much.
It scares me.
No, the MRI, that's the scary one. And you have to maintain absolute stillness, or else they'll like come on and hit you or something. It's crazy.
Well, do you remember last year when I had that exhaustion episode where I thought I had brain cancer?
Yes.
I had to go get MRIs after that, and it was a long time in a loud machine.
It's horrible. Again, what was it? What was the other thing we were just talking about? Why hasn't technology improved?
For MRIs?
Yeah.
Yeah, why do they take it like they take a flashbulb photo? Stand still for 30 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Hear ye. Ye will learn all about your terrible joint. Yeah, it's crazy. Have you been watching anything?
No. I had sex with David on the patio at the hotel.
What?
On the patio. It faced out to the ocean. No one could see us. We're on the top floor. It felt risky, even though absolutely no one could see us.
Don't you have surveillance cameras?
But I was sort of playing it up. I was like, blowing him. And I'm like looking over like, oh my God, what if we get caught? We're so far away from people, but I'm playing it like, oh my God, did you hear that? Is someone here? No one was there.
That is so fucking funny.
We would know they were there because they'd look at me sucking a cock and start throwing. Exactly.
I had sex last night in my patio.
With this leg?
No. We used the cane.
No. But I mean, were you feeling up to it sexually? Were you just like, hey, listen, I'm not going to be an active participant.
I think for one night I can put away my Shannon Miller jackhammer 35-minute nonstop pulverizing penis routine.
Yeah.
I just sat there and modeled like that, like Giselle.
Yeah.
No, but we got naked in my backyard.
You did it outside.
That's what I just told you.
I didn't listen to that.
Great. I can tell the story next week too.
Oh, good. I'll be fresh and free.
So you guys have full penetrative congress outside?
No.
No, it's too much.
No.
Too many bugs and stuff.
Yeah, it's David. He just wants a blowjob so he can move on with his life. You know?
Love that.
He's trying to get in and out.
In and out. In and out. You like blowjobs?
Yeah. I don't want to tell stories out of school. But there are some men where blowing them is a commitment because it can take 45 minutes.
Yes.
David is not one of those people.
And also, yes, the dignity, the grace of like a quick finish, because then it's like, yeah, do this. Now scratch my nuts. Now read me some Emily Bronte. You know, it's like, what? I don't want to do all that.
The best is when it starts out like, okay, also grab my balls. And then you're like, okay. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, tweak a nipple.
Yeah, call my
okay.
mom. Call and my then, mom.
Yeah,
tell
yeah,
her exactly
yeah.
what you're doing.
Yeah. Eventually they're like, all right, pluck my eyebrows.
She's
like,
deaf.
What?
You got to type it. Yes.
Yeah, totally. All right, log into my phone. Use my face ID and pay my Wells Fargo.
Overdrive my Bank of America. Please do it.
Oh, I'll say something else about Mexico. I should have learned more about pesos.
Yes.
It's very different than American money.
It's so weird that the number, the quantity of pesos is so strange. Why don't they just round it down to zero? I don't get it.
I think something, maybe I could be wrong.
25 million pesos.
I think 2,000 pesos is about $100. So I was like, I couldn't tell.
That's cruel.
I would ask people, how much is this? And they would say it, and I would go, I still don't know what that means.
How about 25 pesos? See, that's actually not that bad of an exchange rate. Look up rubles, for fuck's sake.
Is that Russia?
That's some bullshit, yeah. Russia and Ukraine got some big time, like thousands of thousands of like for a candy bar. It's crazy.
Rubles drag race.
Rubles drag, yeah. Exactly.
Win rubles.
Yeah. May the best.
Remember the game show Win Ben Stein's Money?
Do you know he's a crazy person?
What do you mean?
He's a crazy conservative,
no.
A la Christy Swanson, a la
no.
Dean Cain. Yeah, yeah. And I'll never forget in Soap Dish, he said, Ariel should be raped by Father Corey. That's his one big line. Isn't that hysterical?
I remember for dry eyes, clear eyes.
That big booming monotone. But so anyways, have you ever been to one of these or driven past one of these like crazy not mega churches, but.
Meghan Trainor? Did you say Meghan Trainor?
I did. Wait, where?
I thought you just said Meghan
no,
Trainor.
No.
Have you driven past Meghan Trainor?
Yes, I have. do you know those, like, they're called, one's called Mosaic. It's on the corner of La Brea and Sunset. It looks like...
Is it a church?
It's a church. But Mary, when I tell you, these people are hot. These youngers
well, that's
are
how they
hot.
Get you.
Well, that's how they get each other.
Oh, you think it's networking?
I know it is. I went in one night.
I remember this one church in Milwaukee that was supposed to be like the young, cool church.
They
and their
guitar.
Flyer was, would Jesus wear jeans to church? We're not like normal churches. We do things a little differently around here.
I think he would just cut the crotch out and let his balls hang low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, Jesus doesn't go to church.
Yeah, Jesus is dead.
But Jesus, church happened after he died.
Yeah.
So he was never going to church. That's an irrelevant question.
Right. They actually strung him up on a cross and tortured him to death. That's why we're going to church.
Yeah.
Jeans are not, yeah. But anyways, these people are sexy. They're looking cool. They're put together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's going to happen then? Are you going to join?
I've joined and I've got a long game brewing. Yeah. I've got a long game brewing. But I knew there was like a straight thing because nobody knew who I was. Not one person. And I tried to like do little, you know, like, and may the best woman win. Nobody could catch on.
Somebody came up to this weekend and sometimes drag queens do, people do this. They go, oh, you know, let's say it's, I'm making this up, Bianca. They'll be like, oh, I know Roy.
Oh yeah.
And I go, okay, which is fine.
I hate that.
Good for you. But then they go, well, I know you as Brian because I know you through her.
Yeah.
And I go,
And I know your social is 126-2843. I was like, what?
But also, I can guarantee you Bianca Del Rio does not know my real name. What are you talking about? That's not happening.
What do you call that? What do you call that?
I don't know. Well, in some ways it's sort of like, oh, we have a mutual friend. But what it feels like is.
But we don't though.
You should, I don't know.
This is social.
Yeah. It's like, no, you didn't meet Bianca and she told you that I'm her friend Brian.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
You didn't spend all night looking at my baby book with her. I don't think.
Do you have a baby book?
I do still have it. It's the only for 3 years I was fat as a house and I cherished those years. Big chunky cheeks and a big gut and I was so happy. That's all.
What age?
Nude too. For anybody's interest. You know, anybody's
you didn't wear clothes
that.
For 3 years?
No, I wear the baby. What are you going to wear clothes for?
Well, if you're
for?
Fat enough, your parts get covered.
That is true, but I also had a really long penis. So it went all the way down my thigh.
You had to tie it up with an alligator clip.
Did you ever, what kind of clothes did you wear when you were an infant? Hand-me-downs?
Yeah. My brother is 5 years older than me, so I got a lot of hand-me-downs.
Easy.
Did you have to wear your brother's clothes?
I wore my sister's clothes. She was younger than me.
Your brother's younger than you?
No, I wore my sister's clothes. My sister is younger than me.
Okay. But your brother's older.
Yeah.
Dark hair.
Dark hair.
He's not bald.
No.
What's going on with that?
So he has the McCook head. The McCook head is known, the McCooks are known for giant heads, square jaws, thick, luscious hair that ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, your dad has hair.
My dad has the same thing, except it's all gray.
So what's going on with you?
I have my mother's side. Thin,
and your mom's
villainous
bald.
Lift. Yeah, thin, horrible hair, emotional problems. Uh-huh. We love to like walk fast. We get out of the car before it even stops. We tuck and roll at the mall. It's great.
Oh my God. I'm not used to traveling with David Silver anymore.
Is he slow?
No.
He's fast.
And, you know, I'm in my Crocs and I have the strap around the back. I'm in four-wheel drive. You know, I'm ready to go. David Silver?
Zoom.
You would think he's on one of those fucking moving walkways. Oh. He's at the airport. We are 2.5 hours early. We've already gotten through security. David is borderline sprinting.
I love
to
it.
To the gate. I said, I love you. You need to relax.
No.
I said, I'm not like getting winded getting to this gate.
But he's
you.
Just going to the gate though to hang out?
Yeah, there's something in him like the gay travelers.
Oh, it's like,
are, like
paranoia.
It's speed walking time speed walking.
Oh, I'm speed walking to like the Gucci store, to the pretzel store. I'm making laps. I got things to do. The Delta Sky Lounge, taking a shower.
Right.
Sometimes two.
But David, I was traumatized. Speeding.
I told
you, David's one of those people that for some people when they fly, they need a Bloody Mary. A lot of people flying is like, it's like a Pavlovian. They get on a plane and they go, Bloody Mary. I don't know what it is.
I think it's just called being drunk.
Well, no.
Yeah.
People swear that Bloody Marys taste different on planes. They swear.
Oh, no. The altitude, it could be.
They
absolutely
swear. They
could
go,
be.
I never drink them, but on planes, I always drink them.
Yeah.
So David, he's watching, you know, his little housewives on an iPad this big, this close to his face. He's got his Bloody Mary. vibing.
But now, is he saying that because of the altitude, he needs six little things of vodka instead of two? Because that might be suspicious.
No, because you get drunk faster on planes.
Yeah. Altitude.
Yeah, altitude.
Right?
Yeah.
Remember attitude. Aspen? Remember in Aspen?
Like, I've never been to Aspen.
Oh, God damn it. Well, the altitude is like you have to cook with different ingredients. You get winded.
I do know about that.
Oh, it's wild.
Baking especially.
Oh, yes.
You know, we got to reinstate Gay Ski Week because I would love to go to that.
I know. They should do it in Park City, Utah. 600 inches of snow this year. 600 inches of snow.
I'm booked for Salt Lake City Pride.
You're going to love it.
Well, I've been to Salt Lake City, but I've never been there in the winter.
Park City, 12,000 foot elevation. I checked mine at home, 650 foot elevation.
Wow. Have you seen me on any billboards?
I sure the fuck did when I was driving to the hospital in Santa Monica. That is huge.
Did you consider that a good omen?
Well, you had a hammer. What was it?
It's like a hammer in the picture.
A mallet. I was like, I'll take that. Boom. Beautiful solo featurette.
Can you believe it?
And not even, it was all about you, not really about the network.
For a show I filmed 2 years ago.
Max, it just said
Max.
They're
not even promoting a new show. I was like, all right. They didn't even tell me. I started getting pictures sent to me. I was like,
it's fabulous. What? I love it.
But don't you think you'd tell me? I was like,
no. They have bigger fish to unmanageably fry at those networks.
Well, the big merger. What do you think's going to happen with the writer's strike?
Mary, so I talked to Katie. She has to be on the picket line every day or else she'll get booted from the guild. Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah. So you know what I've been doing?
A lollipop
guild. I've been doing my little Gale Weathers. So I'll show up in costume. And then there's the Paramount, there's Netflix, and then there's another one, I forget. And someone tried to make a little dating service thing, which I thought was a little weird because that's...
At the picket line?
Yeah.
So like two birds, one stone,
you want to fuck somebody, fuck me at the picket line.
Well, is it like, I'm sure at these...
Misconnections.
I'm sure at these, what do you call it, a picket line?
Yeah.
I'm sure that you will see people you know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a romantic story. We met protesting.
He spilled a huge... thing of coffee on me and got third degree burns, but
yeah, the signs are really clever. That's what's fun about the writers being behind this.
Well, do you, Mary, we don't have enough time to get into it, but the ChatGPT AI thing it will curl your hair.
What does GPT stand for though?
It's great pussy training.
Is it GPT?
It's Greek pussy training, sorry. GPT, ChatGPT. It's an AI program that can say, hey, I could type in, write a script where Trixie Mattel, never interrupts me and treats me with the utmost respect in her character vein. And I'll do that.
And you think even ChatGPT could do that?
Greek pussy.
Is that what you think?
Greek pussy talent.
I just wonder, I mean, to be honest, you and I have...
They're already using it, Mary.
You and I have worked at Netflix. Some of those shows, I would prefer that some machine wrote it.
It would be a vast improvement. And also, what they're trying to do, honestly, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to write it into people's contracts that they can use AI and then hire independent contractors to come in one or two
punch
days.
It up.
Make it a little human. This doesn't make any sense. Just punch it up and then go home. Fucking diabolical.
Well, I keep seeing tweets about hey, I'm a writer on, I don't know, Black-ish or a show like that that's huge.
Or Abbott Elementary and I'm not getting any fucking residuals.
And hey, I'm the writer of the most watched episode.
Yeah.
Today I got a residual check for 0.01 cents.
It's crazy.
It's so crazy. I mean, I don't pretend to know about this stuff because, it's a lot more nuanced than you and I just chiming in. I mean, we mostly do unscripted. So but if the world changes with streaming, then the way people make money and get paid and compensated and credited has to change with it.
Yeah.
I don't think these people are asking for, what they're asking for is frankly so overdue.
Right.
And crazy.
Well, it's like Gwyneth said, islands in the stream. That is what you are.
But let's say you wrote on The Office.
Okay.
And The Office moved to Netflix during COVID. Mm. During COVID, The Office was banging. It was the most watched show.
Mm.
If you wrote an episode, one of the best episodes on The Office, it gets watched all the time on Netflix.
I wouldn't be talking to you. I'd be bathing in my little cash bucket.
But they don't have money.
Who?
The writers.
Ugh.
Because they're not compensated fairly.
Oh, see, that's... I keep thinking I get residuals from even stupid shows that I was bad in.
Oh, I get... My American Horror Story residuals are sometimes 30 cents.
Yeah.
That's not true. Sometimes they're usually about...
No, they're good. They're crazy. Sometimes they're in the thousands.
They are?
Yeah.
For what? Room?
104, Playing House, anything on Warner Brothers or...
You were on Playing House?
Mm-hmm. I was the big titted... I forget what I did. But yeah, I just got to check in the mail the other day. That was only like hundreds, but it's significant.
What's going to happen when this Gaga Joker movie comes out? The things I'm already clenching for in the universe, one of them is I'm already clenching for the Can't Get Pride discourse, and I'm already clenching for the Oscar campaign of that Joker movie.
I mean, just give her the damn Oscar already. I feel like the Oscars are so corny, tired, and played out. We should just do something else. Like
the fact that there's not a comedy category.
Or that the horror keeps getting snubbed or overlooked. I think they should do American Ninja Oscars. Whoever's best, you know, whoever gets through the gauntlet wins the Oscar.
Honestly, and then it'll just be like Jason Momoa or like and other really fit people. Yeah. Jessica Chastain, like the Hunger Games, standing over Meredith Baxter Burney's dead body. Being like,
but there'll be handicaps. Like Melissa McCarthy will just have to like do like one of those little rope ladders, and everybody else will get daggers thrown at him.
Right. Or like Hong Chow in a tug of war with
Danny DeVito, drunk.
No, the woman who plays the Scarlet Witch.
Oh, Elizabeth Olsen,
Hong Chow at a chili cook-off for the Oscar win.
Oh, see, just skip the whole ceremony. I want to watch that.
Yeah.
And that's entertainment, folks.
Something humorous happened last night. David does not handle spicy food very well.
Really?
Yeah, he gets very...
diarrhea?
Sweating.
Okay.
David in Mexico?
What was the temperature wet. Like?
85 and humid as hell.
But water.
Wet. Everyone's this water. Wet. This me, water. Him, everyone we know, everyone's face is wet with sweat.
But see, I love that. It's an even playing field.
Yeah.
Did you go in the water?
Oh, yeah.
Did you drink it and get diarrhea?
No, everybody warned me about drinking the water. But where does the ice come from?
The same water. You have to drink the... You have your Sex in the City moment. You get out of your Mexicoma by shitting your pants.
I was with somebody who got sick. I also had... I mean, you know, no drinking has been pretty easy for me at a gay resort in Mexico. I wanted that tequila.
What bitch. Else do you do there?
I wanted that tequila. Yeah. I didn't have the tequila. I forgot to tell you the craziest part.
What? You did Molly?
Let's take a break. No. You're not supposed to bring drugs to Mexico.
No shit. They're really cheap there. You buy them there, bring them back.
No, but I heard from a reliable source that whenever you buy drugs off the street, they're fake.
Which they are often, but they're in Amsterdam.
Because I heard the marijuana in Mexico is like horrible.
Oh, we'll just bring you a little Cali bud.
That's why I just did coke. But I didn't try to bring drugs to Mexico. But what happened was I had a swimsuit. Somebody came to the motel last week and they tipped me. Somebody's staying at the motel and they go, I have a cannabis brand. I brought you a joint that has cow print on it.
So you boofed it up your ass and went through security.
I said, oh, thank you. I don't smoke while I'm working, but I'll save it. I put it in my swimsuit pocket. Then I get to Pata Barata. I open the swimsuit. I reach in my pocket.
Broke down palace.
I find the weed and I go, oh my God, David, if they had found this, I probably would have been in trouble with yet another government's
they
immigration.
They would have done this. Oh, you.
No, I heard they take
Thailand.
Money.
Thailand.
I heard they go, well, you can come back to Mexico for your court appearance or you can just give me $100. That's what I heard.
Which happens. Is really easy. That's great. That's preferable. Red tape, all that time wasted. You just don't want to be in the broke down palace situation in Bangkok.
I should have been like, oh, you think I'm afraid to come back to Mexico? I have a timeshare. And then I flip my hair.
But and a bunch of joints come out of
I flip my hair and it's a wig and it falls off. And then I fall on the ground.
You were a drug mule.
On accident.
This is really concerning because I knew you would quit drinking.
I had the eight ball at my pussy, but that was on purpose.
Yeah, you quit drinking and then, you know, it's a toke every once in a while and all of a sudden you're a full-blown drug mule. How many kilos of heroin you got in your keister right now?
But my life flashed before my eyes.
It's one joint.
I know, but if anybody gets in big trouble, I'm like, with my luck, it would have been me.
You would have been the Martha. They would have made an example out of you like Martha Stewart.
Yeah, and the joint was what you call a dog walker. It was one of those like 1-inch long ones, very small. But I'm just saying, oh, I would have been the one to go to federal prison or something.
Damn.
So I was scared. And I felt lucky and blessed that I didn't get found out because it was not intentional at all. But
never
you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful with like.
Well, hard narcotics, especially.
Well, I remember one time I was in Ireland, different place. And I was at the airport and I was going through immigration and they were like, you have a bottle of water in your bag, but they're all Irish. So like, you know, and I go, I don't think so. And they opened my bag and there was a complete full sealed bottle of rum in my carry-on.
Oh, but that's not illegal, though, right?
We had a good party last night at the gig.
That's a, it's not technically water. It's piss water, but yeah, you can have a swig if you want. Oh my God.
And I turned to Natasha Leone, who I was traveling with, and she was like, well, got to give it up. And she pulled a tampon soaked with Sky vodka out of her pussy. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I think that's good.
I think it's great. You got a birthday coming up?
A birthday? August. That's right. August. I'm going to the GLAAD Awards this weekend. Trixie Mattel's nominated, and I really hope we win. But I've lost a lot of things in my life. David really wants to win, yeah. And I don't know if I'm ready, because I know he's going to hit me.
No.
If we don't win, he's going to hit me.
Let's hope he hits you with the trophy.
But I think we're going to be in front of the executives and stuff, and he's going to haul off and hit me, and I'm going to go, you guys don't know him. You know, like,
you have to win. Throw that motherfucker a bone.
I'm up against We're Here. That's Brendan Fraser and the Whale. I want my life to mean something. You know what I mean?
The tone of that title is a little bit different now. We're here.
I think we should do a show called We're Also Here. We're over there.
Yeah, we're over there.
We kind of help people, but not at the expense of inconveniencing
ourselves. We'll be here if anything happens to you. That's how about that.
Could you imagine you and I show up at a woman's house as like a recent divorcee, and she's like, I'm just trying to get my groove back. And we're like, have you tried color contacts?
Yeah.
The Halloween store has blue contacts.
Let's get you really high.
Now,
leave you on the side of the road.
We thought you could use some microdermabrasion. We don't like have that budget. So I have some sandpaper.
Yeah, we're going to do a thumbtack facial, and we're just going to pat it really hard. Yeah.
Glue on toenails.
Oh, I love glue on toenails.
I know you do. I love it, baby. We don't have any nails, so we're using corn chips.
Lacquered corn chips, just like mommy used to do.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.